Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, let's do it. What's happening? Tiki and Tierney Show here on CBS Sports Radio. The Tiki and Tierney Show. What's going on? How's everybody doing today? Company of Flive from our Rocket... We're alive. I think I'm alive. You are alive from the, and we are live from the Rocket Mortgage Studio. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket Mortgage helps you get there for home loan solutions that fit your life. Rocket can. What is good? Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods update. Oh, I watched that entire press conference when I was pounding away on the bike today. I got a little extra motivation. Hit 800 calories. I did. I usually stop around like 7, 715, 720.
Nice.
I was listening to Tiger. I had the whole thing on live, and I was pounding away. Tiger Woods, I think there's different ways to interpret what Tiger Woods said today. But Tiki and I will hit that coming up in hour two. But man, oh, man. I mean, this has been an absolutely insane season for college football.
Yep.
It has not been relegated just to the field in terms of upsets. The coaching carousel is flat out going bonkers. Brian Kelly, I got to be honest with you. I thought Brian Kelly, and you and I talked about this at length a couple of years ago, that when the Giants hired Shurmur, that was a name that I really thought would fit the Giants culture the way Kelly is. It never happened. There was an overture, but it never really, obviously, never came to fruition. Of all the things that have transpired, Lincoln Riley bouncing, you know, Matt Rhule could maybe lead the Panthers and go, nothing was Campbell leaving Iowa State, Franklin jumping Penn State. Nothing would surprise me more than Brian Kelly leaving Notre Dame, especially for the school that he's going to.
Well, especially because at sixth rank, and this is pre the newest college football playoff ranking, they're probably going to be five. Right, Ohio State's likely going to fall down to six. Michigan will move into the top four. Cincinnati may move up, and Notre Dame's probably going to be five in the college football playoff with three important conference championships to go, including the SEC with Georgia and Alabama, the Big 12 with Oklahoma State playing Baylor, and then the AAC with Cincinnati playing Houston. If any of those teams lose, Notre Dame could be in the college football playoff. And hey, Brian Kelly's not there. He's not there.
He's there. He was on campus for 11 minutes today.
That's right.
And by the way, he came back to South Bend this morning. And I get it. We're going to really talk about the move for both schools here.
Yeah,
but
what it means.
Yeah, for sure. But if my former coach, if the guy who recruited me to the camp, and I get it, there's a lot of movement.
I saw your tweet on this.
But I'm dead serious. If he ever said, hey, listen, guys, let's meet tomorrow, he'd be waiting a long time because I wouldn't be showing up. Unless he was forthright enough to tell us to our faces or at least give us an intimation, hey, guys, listen, I love you like sons. I love you, young men. Something might be happening. I want to give you a little heads up. I can't get into details now, blah, blah, blah.
I'll see you at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
You might come.
Yes. Better than seeing on social media that Brian Kelly's bouncing. I would not have showed up for that meeting today.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have showed up.
I don't know if they knew definitively on social media. He told them on Teamworks, which is an app that a lot of colleges and universities are using.
Hell, we have it for 7U baseball.
That's right.
It's called Team Snap.
It's great. It's fantastic. fantastic. You can communicate with everybody all at once, but it was about to break. So he communicated it to them on Teamworks. He said, sorry, you know, blah, 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 blah. Hate to tell you this not in person, but I'm leaving Notre Dame. He kind of says it matter of fact, and I'll see you guys at 7 in the morning. That's like going to an advanced physics class at whatever university and finding out the night before that you're going to have a substitute teacher who barely speaks English. Right? You're not going to that class.
Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Probably not going anyway, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's a good point. But
I don't care who's teaching the class.
These kids
I don't think I'm showing up.
It's weird because I saw what you tweeted. I tweeted because everybody's saying, oh, it's so awkward. It's going to be so awkward. I'm like, actually, is it awkward? Like, I think it's probably more awkward if he told them to their face for these kids. It's probably more acceptable for them to have learned via some app or something.
Why? Because that's how they're conditioned to consume
communicate.
Their stuff.
That is just how they communicate. It's how my son communicates with everything, right? Hey, Dad, I need XYZ. He doesn't pick up the phone and call me. Hey, I need a... The other day, he needs a monitor for his dorm room. Yeah, down
send
at
me $1,000,
but he doesn't want to get it. He wants me to get it, and so he doesn't He doesn't like call. He's like, hey, I need this. You know what I mean?
Did you get it?
Of course, we're gonna get
it. Exactly. That's so effective. Until that mode of communication is not effective,
that's right.
He's gonna keep hitting you up that way.
That's a good point. But we did chat on Thanksgiving.
Of course, via
FaceTime. So, but what this means for Notre Dame is interesting because I think what this tells me is that Notre Dame is ultimately getting penalized, BT, because they're not a part of a conference, right? Brian Kelly and whoever the head coach of Notre Dame has to be perfect in order to make it to the college football playoff.
Yep.
Right? I mean,
they lost a game, so they're not perfect.
They could lose a game, but I mean, they can't. But if all things stay equal right now, Cincinnati wins, Michigan wins, Oklahoma State wins. I think if Oklahoma State wins the Big 12, they jump above Notre Dame because there's no extra data point for Notre Dame.
They don't control
as much as the other schools control.
Yeah.
Right now.
The only thing they control, the 11 or 12 games they play,
that's right.
Then they've got a hope. The other teams can control by playing until they just can't play
anymore. That's exactly right.
No, I get it. That's a huge data point.
Alabama doesn't look like a college football playoff team the way that they've played in a couple of games. Florida, they played horrible at. Obviously, they lost at Texas A&M, and then they almost lost at Auburn, won in a miraculous 97-yard drive to tie it, and then four overtimes. By the way, Bryce Young has not played well. I know the statistics will lie to you and tell you that he did, but if you watch those games, Texas A&M, Florida, and then particularly Auburn, he doesn't play well on the road. And he's in these hostile environments.
He's no Mac Jones.
It's just something to think about, right? It is what it is. But my point is, they still have another data point.
Yes.
Alabama can go beat Georgia and say, guess what? We're in the college football playoff because we had an extra game, a conference championship to prove that we belong. Notre Dame doesn't have that. And it's a hard point if you're a guy like Brian Kelly to accept because you have no control.
But I only think that that's part of it. I think the standards are another part of it. I think the money is another part of it. I mean, they were not paying a lot of money at all.
It's definitely the money.
They paid them $2.5 million?
It's definitely the money.
Is that right?
I think it was.
I saw $2.5 million.
Maybe that's when he started.
Maybe he bumped it up to 3.5 or 4.
Yeah.
Peanuts compared to what LSU's
Even if it was 5, it's half of what.
It's
what,
a third.
Exactly. A third of what LSU was purportedly offering him, because we don't know.
You mean LSU, the same team that actually wanted Lincoln Riley before they pivoted to Brian Kelly?
Yeah.
Now, let me just say one thing about Notre Dame. In a lot of ways, it's not that dissimilar from Michigan. Two fabled programs, right?
Yes.
So since Lou Holtz retired back in 1996, they've had four coaches. They had Bob Davey, Tyrone Willingham, Charlie Weiss, and obviously Brian Kelly.
Yeah, and that Ty Willingham stint was, I mean, that angers me to think about.
He got hosed at the end.
Yeah.
He got hosed at the end. I don't disagree with that. I remember talking about that in real time. But in the 5 years Davey coached, he never won a bowl game, all right? And in two of the 5 years, so 40% of his tenure there, he won 5 games twice. And when you win 5 games, that means you lose 7 or 8.
That's right.
All right, so Bob Davies, the Bob Davies era was horrific. Tyrone Willingham never won a bowl game in 3 years. The first year was good, double-digit wins. But the final two, and a lot with Davies players, to be fair, Tyrone's final 2 years, he went 12-13, okay? And after a fairly promising start, Charlie Weiss was an abject failure.
Yeah.
Charlie Weiss had a 3-9 mark on his career.
Yeah.
In 11 plus years, Brian Kelly won 5 bowl games, went 12-1. He may have gone 12-1 this year if he didn't bolt before he got a chance to win the upper 12. Mm-hmm. And five other double-digit win years. I know I threw a lot at you there, but all you have to take away from those numbers is this. Anybody that's telling you that Brian Kelly will not win at LSU, you're a dope.
Yeah.
Because now he's going to be able to bend rules, be very loose with who they let into school, and anything he wants. He will. That man is a great coach.
Yeah, no, there's great no doubt. There's no coach. Doubt about him being a great coach. The question:
will he fit the culture in the Bayou? Yes, when he starts winning immediately.
I mean, and again, there aren't really rules anymore as pertains to what you can pay a guy or offer a guy because of NIL, and I mean the Supreme Court decision as well that says now you can get extra money.
It's about students' grades. That's what I really meant.
Oh, I know, but academic monies. I'm just talking about monies and things of that nature.
But I mean, letting kids in. If you have a five-star kid who runs a 4.340 who's terrible in school,
right.
Notre Dame's not taking him.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
LSU will.
That's right. That's absolutely right. They'll find a way to tutor them into passing grades, whatever that means.
Yeah, they'll get them in. they'll look the other way.
They'll tutor them.
It's business.
They'll tutor them into being academically eligible.
Is he ready yet? No. That's all right. Push him through. We got a game coming up Saturday. Let's go. Clearinghouse. We're good.
The interesting thing, though, will be, if – because the money is so big.
Sick.
It's just so big. I don't know what that does to you. I think it guarantees you for a few years at least because of the buyout. It's just enormous. And, Brian Kelly's 60 years old at this point. I'm not saying he doesn't relate because I don't think that matters. I think that's an overused reason not to hire somebody. Oh, he's 60 years old. He's not going to relate to the money. No, it's not. Kids just want to know that they have a chance to be better, get better, be great, and then go make money doing it professionally.
Bingo.
Right? So, that whole, he's not going to relate to the kids. If he can coach, he can coach. Right? If he brings in the right assistants, like Jim Harbaugh did, we talked to Braylon Edwards yesterday, and I knew he overhauled his staff. I didn't realize the extent with which it needed to be overhauled until Braylon detailed that. It was a great point.
Mike Hart, some of those guys, early
younger
40s.
Coaches, who just can who can feel and teach and have better conversations with the younger kids. So as long as Brian Kelly does that, I mean, who cares if he quote-unquote relates to those guys? I think he's going to be great down at LSU.
So do I.
And I think there was three factors. One, he kind of pushed it to the limit at Notre Dame. What else was he doing?
I think he overachieved in a lot of ways. If you really think about it.
I think you're 100% right. So he'd hit the ceiling at Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
He got thrown a bag of money.
Oof. Crazy.
A bag of money. He's making more than the best coach ever in the history of college football in Nick Saban by a lot.
Yeah.
Right? So he got thrown a bag of money. And then three, because he's in the SEC, he can win, and if he wins, he gets a shot, almost an automatic shot at going to the college football playoff. If you win the SEC, you are going to be in the college football playoff, and that means a lot for him, I think, at this age.
And by the way, when Notre Dame's been there before, right? Hell, we just talked about before how they might have a chance to get back there this year. One of three things happens, if Iowa beats Michigan, whatever, they still have a chance. If the Bearcats lose this weekend, there's still a pathway for them. But the difference is, and Irish fans won't admit this, nor should they, nor I don't know that they look at it this way, but they show up for national semifinal game. They don't have wide, outside of a few outliers, wide receivers going to go in the first round.
That's right.
They don't have a first round corner.
That's right.
A linebacker. I mean, there's been some players for sure, but.
Yeah, Chase Claypool.
Of course.
But he was a second rounder.
Second round pick. You go to LSU and you play in a national semifinal game, I guarantee, because just to get to that point out of the SEC, guaranteed you are rolling in with five or six automatic first round picks.
That's right.
And he just pushed them and he pushed them and they're obviously good in the trenches and they're smart kids and he's a great coach and the system's solid, blah, blah, blah. But there was a ceiling. And listen, this has been blossoming beneath the surface for a while to the point where Kelly was asked about this on November 21st. And boy, you got to love this. Lying through his teeth, huh? Here's the head coach, former coach of the Irish, Kelly.
It's just smokescreen. It's just, this time of the year where, throw names out there so people don't look where they're supposed to look.
Other than retiring from your current profession, could you see yourself leaving Notre Dame of your own volition?
No. I mean, look, I think Mike Tomlin had the best line, right? You know, unless that that fairy godmother comes by with that, you know, $250 million check, my wife would want to take a look at it first. I'd have to run it by her.
Well, obviously she liked what she saw.
Yeah.
His
last contract was between $7 million. His early one was two. You're
right. Two and a half, right?
Now it's seven.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get double that to go to LSU.
Yeah.
And have an easier job recruiting.
Well, okay, I was going to say.
Not competing.
Yeah.
But recruiting, building a roster.
Yep.
Creating a story.
Mm-hmm.
It's just easier.
It is. The one thing he will now lose forever in terms, and this is one thing that Notre Dame coaches have, there's this insulation that, don't get me wrong, there's an expiration date on this as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you win 9 or 10 games, you know, and the kids are graduating and you put out a representative product that's in line with the messaging of the school and
great
good
point.
Young men.
That's a great point.
Now, nobody, I don't want to say that they want, you know, these renegades running around there, down there in LSU, but let's face it, the fans care about one thing, winning.
Yes.
Whereas Notre Dame fans, they really do compartmentalize the academic aspect, the integration within the community. Football's first, but that other stuff really, really matters, and it just matters less at these factories.
That's right.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
I want to play this from Jack Swarbrick, who is the AD at Notre Dame, and I want you to react to his reaction about where they go without Brian Kelly, and you tell me if this sounds like a pipe dream or if you're really buying what he's selling. Go ahead, guys.
In my 14 years, this program has never been in better shape. We have never been in a better position to take the next step in building this program into a consistent contender for national championships. And I am excited with the opportunity to attract the next leader to do that.
You buy that?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I don't love their quarterback situation right now. Kyren Williams, their running back, is really good. So I like some of their talent. I would say he's got to believe it. I'll put it that way.
Or at least he's got to project it.
He's got to project it and believe it, and he's probably right. But, I mean, I think some of the issues that we talked about with Brian Kelly, one, them not being in a conference. They should have joined the ACC. They had a chance to join the ACC. They should have done it.
Yeah.
Because it would almost guarantee them at least consideration every single year. Because, I mean, they would dominate the ACC, just like they did last year, except save for Clemson, because Trevor Lawrence was such an elite player. They'd be one or two in the ACC every single year and in the conversation for the college football playoff. That's as great as it is to be independent. And we even talked about this last year because of the pandemic. It's actually financially worse for them to be independent. Because of the money.
Even with the NBC contract?
Even with the NBC contract. Because of what the ESPN contract pays the ACC
for
each team.
That's true.
I get it. Being independent, being Notre Dame, being standalone, it's cool, right? But if you, and this is not their priority, to your point, BT, but if you want to compete for national championships and be that team in college football, you got to be a part of a conference. You just do. That's just the way that it's going right now. You see other conferences creating. SEC is going to be a super conference. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The Big 12 and the Big 10, the Pac-12, the Big 10, and the ACC are creating an alliance so that they become more attractive in some of these games that they're going to play against each other. Like, to be left out in the independent world sounds great a decade ago.
Not anymore. It's an antiquated model.
That's right.
Yeah, no, I don't really disagree with that. All right, coming up next here, this is interesting. Think about all these checks floating around. We all thought, at least I think maybe at least somewhat assumed, like somebody like Lincoln Riley, maybe if Lincoln Riley jumps in the NFL, he'll become a Dallas Cowboys coach. Remember before they hired McCarthy, there was a notion that he might actually do that. Now, with all the money that's been thrown around, a lot of these college coaches really have no incentive to go to the pros because they're making more money or comparable money with more power. So the question is, will the college ranks now begin to pull pro coaches down? And will the NFL kind of revise their financial model in terms of how they value coaches to keep them? It's interesting. Kind of a pivot point. We'll get to that coming up next. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Tinky and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio here on this Tuesday around the old countryside. And brought to you by AutoZone. What makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination? Because they offer free battery testing and charging and reliable replacement batteries, and they've always got your battery solution. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Tick, I have a question for you, by the way. You mentioned this before we get into the sudden but very real allure of the college coaching ranks compared to the NFL and the inordinate amount of money changing hands lately. It's crazy.
Cash and guaranteed contracts.
Cash is flowing, no question, plus power. Yep. I know you know that the Knicks and the Nets are playing tonight.
Yes.
I also remember you intimating on the air somewhat recently that you might be ready to adopt the Nets here. You got to take a stand before they actually play. They're playing tonight.
All right.
Knicks and the Nets.
I'll adopt them.
Is this your official
this is my
coming
official.
Out party
this is my
for
official,
the Nets?
This is my official East leading...
Yeah,
Brooklyn Nets,
yeah, well,
jump on the bandwagon party.
Yeah, we know if this was the old days, you wouldn't be taking them. We know that. But,
nah,
and once you take them, I'm not going to let you wiggle off the hook.
Of
You're
course.
A Nets fan forever.
I'm a Nets
so
fan.
So once James Harden says, get me out of here,
yep.
once Durant says, I want to leave because
yep.
Kyrie's not going to stick around,
yep.
you're still going to be a Nets fan.
And we'll be right back where the Knicks are.
Okay. So you are officially a Nets fan now. Once it's on the record.
I am officially a Nets
He's
fan.
He's a Nets fan. Got it. On the record. Love it.
I am not going to Mets, though.
Okay.
Sorry,
that's
sorry,
I would never ask you to do that.
Sorry, dude.
Even with all the money spent, you might want to.
Even though Uncle Stevie can thank me for like breaking the news.
That's true. Stevie Boy, Stevie Cohen, spending a lot of money here.
Yeah, he is.
Speaking of money, it is flowing on the college scene. Now, listen, for a long time, college coaches would leave the college ranks because they're like, hey, I'm going to go to the NFL. I'm going to get a couple of more $1 million.
That's right.
It's the exact opposite. So now, if you don't get comparable money, and actually, in most cases, you're getting more money, you're getting more power. You run the media in most of these, you know, outposts, like, you know, I don't want to say that every I don't want to paint with too broad of a brush to impugn the integrity of all of the writers and journalists in these towns
yeah.
that cover these big time college institutions and programs. But let's be honest, a lot of the writers and media members are sycophants.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not so much journalism as much as it is like an engine to help pump the brand.
You know, you're right. But I think that's okay because that's what the local audience is looking for. Like, they want to know the fan perspective on their college team. And
yep.
so it's always skewed positively, even if there's some negativity in it. You
yep.
know what I mean?
Yep.
It's just, it seems to always come out on the right side, right? If you're a local journalist.
Which is why it's another checkpoint for the positive column for going to college, because you're not doing that to
That's
somebody
right.
at the LA Times
That's
or
exactly
the New York
right.
Post or
That's exactly
the
right.
Washington, whatever, you know, the major cities. If you're a pro coach, once it goes sideways, you're cooked.
That's right.
They're not looking to appease you.
I got to tell you, the only places that it actually doesn't work that way is like USC or UCLA.
True.
Because of the national media that's just in LA.
Well, covered like a pro team.
It's covered like a pro team
uh-huh.
out there because it's the number two media market, right, in the country. And New York doesn't have that on college because there's no great college teams
Syracuse
here.
Syracuse is 400 miles
that's
north.
Right. I mean, St. John's, if they got consistently good, would probably be that way.
Yeah, they'll get a lot of coverage, but still, it's not like football.
Exactly. So it's just a little bit different. And so if you're an NFL coach or just a pro coach, and you're thinking about going back to college, with the money that started to pile in now, and Sam's just reminded me, I was like, where's this money coming from? I'm like, of course, it's the TV deals. These TV deals are becoming massive. For think about the SEC deal that they're renegotiating. It's going to be $300 million a year or something. And, you know, the Big Ten, they make the most money out of any of these conferences. And the ACC's got a bad one because it's so long. It goes out another, like, 8 years or so. But it's still a ton of money that now these schools are making every year. A lot of that goes to the head coach. And so if you're a great head coach, and I don't want to use that term loosely, but just say you are a great head coach, like Mike Tomlin, who just denounced going back to college. And I don't know how much he's making in the NFL. I want to say probably $4 or $5, maybe $6 million.
Mm-hmm.
If he went to college, he would double that easily and maybe even triple it like Brian Kelly and have a guaranteed contract for 10 years, which makes you start to think that at some point, coaches' salaries in the NFL, which are not a part of the salary cap. You can pay a coach whatever the hell you want him. Hell, John Gruden had a $100 million deal.
Yep.
Think about that, $100 million for a head coach. These NFL coaches can pay anything, can get paid anything. You're going to start seeing the great ones have to get paid commensurate to what they're getting in college. Mm. Otherwise, these guys are going to bounce. Cliff Kingsbury, even though they're 9-2,
yeah,
the Arizona Cardinals are 9-2,
right now,
have won a game without Kyler Murray, which speaks to the acumen of Cliff Kingsbury as a coach, is being rumored to go back to Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Why?
And he didn't refute it, by the way.
He didn't refute it. He just kind of talked about that now. He said, basically, jeez, we're 9-2.
Okay.
This isn't a conversation for right now.
Yeah, sure.
Not Mike Tomlin, where that's insulting to ask you that. He said, it's just not a conversation for right now. And so,
by the way, Mike Tomlin, they did ask Lincoln Riley about it.
That's right.
I mean,
right. That's exactly right. So, I mean, if you're Cliff Kingsbury and, you know, this season notwithstanding, you had some success, not really a ton of success. Does it make sense to go back to college and make twice as much money? And if at the very least, use it as leverage to get the Arizona Cardinals and the Bidwells to pay him more?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is absolutely yes. I think we're going to see an uptick in NFL coaches' salaries.
We probably will.
You have to.
The ones you value.
You have to. Otherwise, these kids, these guys, these coaches are going to bounce to go coach the kids in college.
I think a lot of it's monetarily driven, but I also think it's really, you know, how are you wired? I mean, some people just are, I know every coach is a teacher, and I do know that there's coaching at the NFL level. But, I mean, is the coaching as consistent? I know it's as important, but is it as constant on the NFL level as it is in college?
You mean like how much they're instructing?
Yes.
That's a good question, because the base, like, you can tell a guy who was really well coached in college because he gets to the NFL and, like, almost immediately he just figures it out. Like, Mac Jones is the perfect example, and I'm mm-hmm. only saying that because I'm looking at the NFL coaches' salaries right now. Bill Belichick is leading the way with $12.5 million a year. He doesn't have to leave to go to college.
No.
Yeah, he's making good money. But Mac Jones was so well coached in college by Saban, obviously, but really more specifically Steve Sarkisian and their quarterback coach. So when he got to the NFL, we shouldn't have been surprised that he beat Cam in camp. Like, he beat him, you know what I mean? Because he was so well coached in college that once he got to the NFL, it was easy to get him into the minutia, like the X's and O's, and play above, you know, the game plans and process things so quickly. And so I think it's more intense in college, or at least it should be. In the NFL, it's more of a fine tune.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have, like, great fine tuners, like Pete Carroll, generally, not this year, but like Bill Belichick and his staff with Josh McDaniels, always, you see it, right? It just shows up.
Yeah.
Right? I talked about this yesterday with the Kendrick Bourne's touchdown, the first touchdown that he ran.
A little fade in the end zone.
But it wasn't even a fade, actually.
No,
it was a corner.
It was, yeah.
It was a 5-yard corner. Think about this.
Great throw,
a 5-yard corner route. And the only way that route is successful, corner routes, and just in general, just to give a history, like history of the corner route, the only way it's successful is if the DB thinks that you're running a go,
mm-hmm.
right? So the DB's got to be like, oh, crap, this dude's running by me. And he gets on his back heels, and you break it out to the corner. How do you do that when you're on the five-yard line?
There's not a lot of room to prove that you're going to do that,
right.
to sell
and so,
it.
And so Kendrick Bourne, on that touchdown, he came out flying, like intent, like he was running through the back of the end zone. I forget who the DB was, but he was like back on his heels. He breaks out to the corner. Mac Jones put us exactly where it is.
That ball was thrown before he even made his cut.
That's right. So that's coaching. That's like, that's like intimate, like – like little minutia in coaching, and that makes the biggest difference in winning and losing, especially in the tight red area. And the Pats have been amazing at that. Yep. So when you talk about like details, yes, you learn those mostly in college. But if you have guys that fine tune it, like the New England Patriots do in the NFL, success just happens. It's intentional. It's not like accidental. I'm like, oh, these guys are just good. They were just better today. No, no, no.
Doesn't happen.
They were coached to be better than the guys that they're playing against. That's why they've won five games in a row.
You know what's crazy? I know we got a break, but what's crazy about this too, and we talked a lot about Brian Kelly in the first segment, but I know some of the details to Lincoln Riley's contract leaked out at USC, and it's not just about the massive check that they're getting. Listen to this. This is wild. So, I mean, this is just nickel and dime stuff, by the way, for USC. USC, reportedly, because I haven't actually seen the contract, but reportedly, they agreed to buy, I guess he had two homes in Norman, Oklahoma.
Yep.
They agreed to buy both of the homes at over $500,000 above the asking price just to get it off his hands, number one. Number two, he has 24/7 access usage to the private jet, not just for recruiting.
Yeah.
If he's going to a wedding out in Sonoma during the off season with his wife and kids, the jet takes him.
Yeah.
He can fly the jet every day if he wanted to. And they bought him a $6 million home in California.
Wow.
That's not even his salary. NFL teams aren't doing that.
No, they're not.
They're not doing that.
I have the list, BT. Bill Belichick is making the most at $12.5
million. Yep.
Pete Carroll at $11
million. I think this is Pete Carroll's last year. We're going to get to that later in the show, by the way. Down.
Sean Payton is just under 10 at $9.8 million.
Where's Tomlin? About $9 million?
John Harbaugh is at $9 million. Tomlin's $8 million. He's seventh on the list.
Okay.
Andy Reid is $8 million. Bruce Arians is $8 million. And Cliff Kingsbury, I bring this up for a reason because we were just talking about Cliff Kingsbury. Cliff Kingsbury, who's 11th out of 32 NFL head coaches, is making $5.5 million. If Oklahoma comes knocking on the door, hey Cliffy, guess what, man? We're gonna buy you a house. We're gonna give you use of that booster who owns that oil well, or six of them over there, use of his private plane, and we're gonna pay you $12.5 million a year. You gonna stay up there in the NFL and get fired in 2 years when your team, you know, regresses? Mm. Are you gonna come down here and stay for a decade
and not have a chance to get the Sooners job again? Because if they hire somebody and he does a good job, if and when Cliff gets fired by the Cardinals, the Sooners job is not open.
That's right.
Nor is the Notre Dame job. Well, these are things you got to consider.
That's right.
Interesting. Interesting. So do you think, real quick, there will be a complete recalibration financially
I think there has to be.
Two coaches.
I think there has to be a recalibration because what's happening is these are all young coaches.
I know.
I'm not talking about, like, Bill Belichick is not.
Andy Reid's not going. These guys are sticking
around.
Sean
Payton, they're 20-year lifers, right? They're not going. Mike Tomlin is a lifer in the NFL.
Yep.
Cliff Kingsbury is 39 years old, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Sean McVay.
He's younger.
Sala, your guy, Sala, he's younger. I mean, I think it's necessary.
Okay.
Otherwise, these coaches are going to get a poach to go coach the kids in college.
Very interesting. We're a little late, but that was a great conversation. Axe update right now. Here he is.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got
you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Tiki and Tierney, time for the Player of the Week, brought to you by Granger. Before we get to a little inbounds, out of bounds, taking a look at the one who got it done this week. It's Bengals running back Joe Mixon, 41-10 rub out, blowout of the Steelers on Sunday. Mixon carried the ball 28 times for $165 and a couple of touchdowns. He's now third in the league in rushing with 924 yards, third in rushing TDs. He's already put 11 up on the board. He is balling. Bengals looking pretty good again after a little midseason malaise, lost to the Jets and a few other teams they shouldn't have lost to, but now they're looking good again. Explosive. Player of the Week brought to you by Granger. For all the ones who get it done, Granger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, backed by 24/7 support and access to product experts. Call or click Granger.com/safety or just stop on by. All right, inbounds, out of bounds. Here we go.
Anything can happen in sports, and often does. What's right? What's wrong? And who's just crazy? We decide. Inbounds and out of bounds now. With Tiki and Tierney.
All right, Tiki, after Dallas's Thanksgiving game loss to the Raiders on Thursday, Dallas defensive lineman Tristan Hill got into a little scuffle with Vegas guard John Simpson. Now, video shows Hill waiting for Simpson on the field. All right, then yelling at him before throwing a punch at his face mask and knocking off his helmet. Yesterday, the NFL intervened. They suspended Hill not one, but 2 games. So, a 2-game suspension is too much for this fairly light post-game scuffle. In or out?
Yeah, I'm gonna say inbounds. I think it's fine that he did it, but you just don't want the optic of it, because it creates the, you know, it's in direct violation of the sportsmanship. Bend point of emphasis that the NFL is working on. So I'm gonna say inbounds. I think it's okay.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit too much here. I think that it's certainly different within the framework of the game. Listen, I understand anytime the NFL levies a punishment, yes, it's literally to, you know, slap some sort of boundaries on those who participated.
Yeah.
But it's really about the optics of it. And they don't want a league where players are waiting after the game and in the tunnel. And I understand that. Like, if this happened during the game, I don't think he gets suspended twice.
Yeah.
I think he gets hit with a 1-game suspension. Tossed out and gets a one game suspension. But because it was after the parameters, outside of the framework, conventional game, I see why they tacked on the extra one. I still think it's a bit excessive, but not enough to really go nuts about it.
Are you in or are you out?
All right, Tika. Schools like Oklahoma, USC, LSU, and Notre Dame swap coaches. A couple smaller Power 5 programs made their coaching moves. First, Washington hired Fresno State head coach Kalen DeBoer as their next coach. He went 12-6 in 2 years for the Dogs. Pretty good program. Next, Virginia Tech hired former Penn State DC Brent Pry as their new lead man. So the Hokies have their guy. We do believe, this is a good question, that Washington has a bigger national profile than Virginia Tech does.
This is a good question.
Good one.
A really good one. I do believe Washington has a bigger national profile than Virginia Tech. I'm biased, so I'm going to say out of bounds. My mom and dad are obviously Hokies. I think there's a history with Virginia Tech that that puts them on a different pedestal than Washington. They played for a national championship. They've had a couple of iconic players come out of that school. But because it's in the ACC now, as opposed to the Pac-12, which has been, I don't want to say irrelevant, but it's been like it's been the lower of the Power Fives, one of the lower of the Power Fives.
Yeah.
I'm basically, by association, saying Virginia Tech in the ACC is better than or greater than Washington in the Pac-12.
Yeah, I don't really feel that way. I think that there was a point for sure where I felt this way. You know, you mentioned Michael Vick or some of the luminaries. I mean, Bruce Smith was there. They had a lot of great players.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they could just... I mean, listen, Washington had Mark Brunell. I mean, great players there as well. But I feel like when Washington is at its apex, it has a higher national profile than Virginia Tech. I can't prove that. I don't know what it... Maybe just where it is on the map, it kind of sticks out. It's not like buried within a bunch of states.
I can't explain
it.
Yeah, I can see that too. I can see what you're saying.
It just feels like the luster is the facilities now. I don't know. And I know game day experience in Blacksburg is great. I've been to Blacksburg a few times for basketball games. It's close. I'll defer to the Huskies slightly, though. I'll say UW.
Are you in or are you out?
All right. During the pandemic, shortened 2020 MLB season, baseball expanded the postseason from 10 to 16 teams. Now, as we know, the CBA expires tomorrow. That's why you're getting a lot of these signings now. They're trying to beat the deadline, or at least the pseudo-deadline. The league is proposing a permanent expansion to 14 teams. It would include the three division winners, four wildcard teams, with the top team in each league getting a bye. Though detractors worry that that expansion would de-incentivize teams to spend big since they could sneak in and still win. So, we do want to see baseball expand to a 14-team playoff. In or out?
I'm going to say inbounds of this, BT, but we've talked about this before, but there's got to be a caveat. They got to reduce the regular season as well. And if they do, I think getting more teams into the postseason with more incentive not to kind of sell off all your players. I mean, think about this. We talked about this with the Braves before they won the World Series this year. They weren't. Nobody was picking them to win the World Series midway through the season. The trade deadline happens. They go all in. A bunch of teams are selling off guys.
Yep.
And they benefited from it. So,
Jock Peterson, one of them, a few guys.
That's exactly right. And so I think if they expand it, that they should. They need to reduce the regular season. Yep. I think in the long haul, it'll be good for baseball because more teams will be viable in the postseason, and anything can happen once you get there.
Yeah, and by the way, once you increase the reach of postseason plausibility, the economics will strengthen in other cities.
Good point.
Now, I don't know if they'll be incentivized to then take that revenue generated, that new revenue that's generated, and then kind of put it back into the product. Like, I mean, if the Pirates are sneaking into a wild card next year, does their owner just eat the money?
And yeah. Then,
probably he does, unfortunately.
Another house for me.
Exactly. You know, I don't know that he's going to reinvest that in the minors or go out and spend $100 million next offseason. But, you know, philosophically, yes, as a model, the more teams that are involved, the more fan bases that are involved, the deeper into the season, the better for the sport economically, optically, no doubt. I'm okay with shaving off. You want to go down to 154 the way it used to be, trim it from 162. I think the demand, if it's not there every night, we kind of take it for granted. Ah, baseball's on. Eh, it's on. But when it's not on every night, you miss it. And when it's not there, you tend to watch the game with a little more vigor than just kind of keeping it on as background noise. So I'm with you on all points. I agree. Inbounds.
Are you in or are you out?
All right. The free agent frenzy around baseball is not slowing down. I mentioned this before. Many of the top players hoping to sign before the deadline expires. Now, another big name dropped off the board. That will be former Cub star, also with the Mets. Of course, the Mets acquired him last offseason. Didn't play well up until September. Then he was really good. Javi Baez reached a six-year, $140 million deal with the Tigers. Now, that surprises me. I really thought, I've said this, that Carlos Correa, I thought they were going to bestow I thought it was going to start with a three, which I don't think would have been the right move. But I thought the Tigers, given his affiliation prior with A.J. Hinch, I know they met recently. I had him going to Detroit. I'm a little surprised that Baez goes there and Correa did not. But still, he signed. Now, since finishing second in the MVP voting in 2018, he's 28. Baez is averaging 33 home runs, 95 ribbies, and 162 game per 162 with an OPS sliver below 800. We still consider Baez an elite level player, in or out?
Early on in his career, he struck out a lot. And a couple years ago, he struck out a lot. 184 strikeouts, BT, in 20 earlier this year, actually.
Oh, yeah. No, he strikes out a ton.
This year.
Doesn't walk.
I'm going to say out of bounds. I think he's a really good player.
Yep.
He's not a negative influence on your roster. But elite, I got to say out of bounds.
You know, when he's on, he's elite. And I guess you could say that about a lot of players at that level. Like, when they're playing their best, they're elite.
But yeah,
like,
back in 2018, he led MLB and RBI.
Oh, he was great. Second in the MVP, so clearly elite. But he's not elite night-to-night enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that he's not worth a six-year contract. It's crazy to say 6 years, $140 million is relatively paltry. it's crazy to even suggest that, man.
But you're right.
But it is.
It's just less than $30 million. It's $22 million? $21
million? Yeah. 2046. Yeah, just about. I don't think it's an irresponsible contract. That's not the question, though. Do I think he's an elite-level player enough nights to be viewed as a superstar? And my answer is out of bounds. I do not see him in that way. I don't necessarily even see Chris Bryant that way, who's probably going to find a new home this year. There's a lot of players. Now, Freddie Freeman, I tend to see Freddie that way. He's a great fielder. So even if he goes 0-for-4, he's going to carry his way to first base.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a great eye. He's going to hit 310. He's going to hit you 35, 40 doubles, a little pop, sneaky oppo power, clutch. To me, he's a superstar. Baez is not. No, I don't think he's a night-to-night superstar. Out of bounds.
Tune in next time for another edition of Inbounds or Out of Bounds with Tiki and Tierney.
Yeah, you know, I wonder, all these players, well, not all of them, but a lot of these players racing to get these deals done before the deadline, the pseudo deadline. There might be deals to be had.
Agreed.
If this new CBA doesn't get hammered out for a while, there's going to be a lockout for a while, obviously. Won't impact the season, but if it impacts off-season movement, you might have a player or two who gets a way below market deal. There could be a deal on the back end. Hour two coming up.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.